It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Paul's a fighter. He seems to be going through a good period right now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Which is the opposite of what my wife went through last week.
The wheels are off.
Osama bin Laden used Father's Day to attack black fathers. He called on
Osama bin Laden.
Wait, Barack Obama.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Who are you talking to?
Diarrhea Pants.
This ought to be fun.
What?
It's an old
That's
song.
The weirdest thing you've ever said.
That's
I've never
a song?
Heard an old song.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. Looks like a pretty strong week for the e-brake. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, we just heard from him there in the intro, from the Hardline, one Corby Davidson. I think this is a ticket first. Have we had someone shocked on the air before? Someone who's touched an electrical outlet and shocked themselves?
We had engineer Pete wear a shock collar once for 2 hours, and Gordon would lay on the button every once in a while.
That's true.
We had engineer Trey, who ran the mast up into a transformer.
Burned down half the West End.
Yeah. Blew out our van. No, it didn't kill him, but it killed the whole F truck.
It was called the F truck.
It did torch our truck.
Later, we liberated that truck.
There was the Grego candle fire.
Yeah.
Whoa, Mo.
Well, yesterday, Corby shocked himself on the air, and it sounded like this.
What I've heard.
You're insane.
No, I think that's right.
He went to the University of Ohio. Ow!
Did you just shock yourself?
Oh, my God.
Holy God. Yeah, I did.
How?
You shocked yourself?
Dude, I just tried to plug in my phone underneath there, and yeah.
Time out, Davidson.
Wow.
That's an eye-opener, isn't it?
Wow. That hurt. All right.
And I didn't know you could get shocked in here.
Yeah, he plugged his little adapter into the thing, and he probably touched the metal.
I did. Mm.
Shocker. Mm.
Anyway.
I've never done that. Have y'all done that before?
Talking about college?
I don't think so.
Shocked myself in here?
Or anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I told you, I sometimes replace receptacles without turning off the breaker.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Ow!
Yeah, there's the isolated sound.
Time out, Davidson!
Ow!
God.
Okay.
All right, there's Corby up for an e-break. And so is Norm, because he works with Donnie. And Donnie has a few nicknames. Donnie Do, the Great Donovan. Have y'all ever heard him called the Hammer?
No.
I hadn't either, but that's what Norm called him.
It appears he probably is going to fit Mary better than me. And I'm going to suggest to you she's going to look better in it than me.
I would suggest that also.
Okay, good. We're in agreement there.
Okay. Yeah, I think everyone will agree with that. Everyone. Even Ray Charles would agree with that.
Two FC Dallas players. I like that Hammer, by the way. I've used that stuff before. You know?
Huh? Yeah. Did he call me Hammer?
Stevie Wonder could see that.
Yeah, he called you Hammer.
I called him when?
Yeah.
Just now.
Called me Hammer.
If you don't believe me, listen tomorrow at 8.
What are you thinking? Hammer. Why would you say Hammer?
I don't have any idea.
I'm not letting you get away with this. Why would you call me Hammer?
Did I say that?
You did.
Just like it was nothing, like it was his nickname. That's
maybe
what we
I'm
all call
hearkening
him.
Back to ten years to the post-game post-game show.
Just we're talking Cowboys. You thinking that?
Wow.
Man.
That's a little scary.
It is.
Good one there, Hammer.
Hammer hasn't worked here Hammer. In 10 years.
Yeah.
We had a guy who used to go by the nickname Hammer. And even then, even if you were talking to him, you didn't refer to him like Norm did. That's a good one, Hammer.
Yeah.
I like that, Hammer.
The other explanation is, it's just kind of a nickname for, you know, MC Hammer. I just call all black guys Hammer.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe the medication's wearing off there for Norm.
Yeah, well.
I think he needs to get rid of the homeless beard.
Really?
I think it looks good.
I think now it's starting to look a little...
too homeless?
Yeah, a little bit too much. Like, let's get this guy some soup.
All right, there's Norm.
Next time he goes down to the Austin Street for a benefit, they're going to lead him into a room.
Right. No, I'm here to talk.
They're going to give him a cot and a blanket.
Yeah, you know, we do have some counseling services available.
No, I'm Norm. It's because I put on this benefit.
I'm here to MC a luncheon.
There's some homeless guy who's claiming that he's Norm here to MC a luncheon.
Well, I don't know about that, but he is up for an e-break. He's candidate number two. Candidate number three is Rhines. I'm not sure what happened here when we talked to you, Darvish, with Rhines yesterday. I don't know if he fell asleep, if he was just breathing heavily into the phone. You make the call here, but it was weird. And maybe that is unfair that I'm just looking at the fact that he is a foreign player and maybe... and I gave him the benefit of the doubt of making that adjustment to American baseball, but I don't know. There's just sometimes, and he's coming back from a very serious injury, but what's going on, Rhines?
Are you okay? Well, I'm here.
What's going on?
What'd you say? What's going on?
Did you just run a sprint or something? Or
what are you doing?
No, I don't know. I don't know who his friends are.
What's going on? You were breathing heavy or something.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I didn't notice that.
Okay. I just picked up your breathing pattern there. But it's just, I don't know.
Go away, baby.
I can't really articulate. Okay, so what are the theories as to what happened there? Was he just listening and breathing heavily?
I think he was...
falling asleep?
No. I think he was pleasuring himself.
He was not.
I think he was talking to us, but also doing something around the house, and so he was maybe reaching or lifting or moving, changing rooms. And
climbing up on a ladder that he wanted to flea market for a reasonable price.
Oh, good God!
That was funny, because not only were the noises confusing, but like the two things he said right after that were very confusing.
Well, I don't know who his friends are.
Oh,
man, that's funny. Okay, so is it Corby? Is it Norm? Or is it Rhines at 888-787-1310? Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
My bad.
Oh, it's okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hello, gentle musers.
Howdy.
This is the coach, and Sally and I were listening, and we decided that our good pal, Norm Hitchkiss, should win the e-break today.
Okay. All right. He tried. Hi, man. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, fellas. Bloody Nipples Giorgio. Hey, I got a question for you.
Not a nickname.
Well, real quick. I got this bucket of lube trying to deliver it to your sex party tonight.
Okay, all right. That's enough for you, sir. Hello, just you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hi, I'd like to try vote for the old gray wolf, Corby.
Try vote. And the overvoted.
That's got to be an undervote,
yeah,
right?
That's weird, yeah.
It's an overvote, right?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah. Yes, I'd like to vote for Corby Shocker and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, y'all, I'm voting for Corby.
Well, hey, nice vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You know, now you might, you.
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, Neenders, I want to vote for Mike Reiner's Bang Bang. Just, you know, love you.
Okay, love you too. Fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Users.
Hey.
Hey, Stan.
Courage Boys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Satellite Boys?
No.
I'll vote for Cora, Snake Cora, because his vote has shock value.
Boy, I hadn't heard that in a long time. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for Corby Davidson.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys, before I vote, I just want to mention something that doesn't get hit on enough on FM, and that is just thank you for what you've done to your bodies over the years, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you.
But having said that, I'd like to vote for the Cobra and give a big, strong shout-out to George's tapioca underpants.
Okay.
Gross.
Those don't exist, sir, but thank you, and we have ourselves a winner, Corby Davidson. shocking himself, wins the e-brake.
What I've heard.
You're insane.
No, I think that's right.
He went to the University of Ohio. Oh!
Did you just shock yourself?
Oh, my God.
Holy God. Yeah, I did.
How?
You shocked yourself?
Dude, I just tried to plug in my phone underneath there and... Yeah.
Timeout, Davidson.
Wow.
Whoa. That's an eye-opener, isn't it?
Wow. That hurt. All right.
And I didn't know you could get shocked in here.
Yeah, he plugged his little adapter into the thing, and he probably touched the metal.
I did. Mm.
Shocker. Mm.
I didn't know we had electricity in here.
That's real. Can we just hear the first part of that again when he gets shocked?
What I've heard.
You're insane.
No, I think that's right.
He went to the University of Ohio. Oh!
Did you just shock yourself?
Oh, my God.
Holy
God. You know what's wild? He completed the word Ohio.
How?
University of Ohio.
Oh! By the way, it's Ohio University.
Oh, well. Who's counting?
That's the second e-brake for Corby in that one. It's his fifth win this year. He ties Rhines. They have the most e-brakes this season.
Five in 1 year. Yeah. Not bad, Corby.